Eastern Conference. I've always thought this. There's three teams in the Eastern Conference, and that's it. I know. Three teams, everybody else. I mean, you do have these little teams here and there that you could see make runs here and there. I don't know. Like the Celtics and the Heat, those are the two teams that are down there in the seeding that could do something. I've been saying this for months now. The number one seed in the East is the most valuable seed, I think, in the NBA right now. Just because it's very – being a number one – like the contrast of being a number one seed and a number two seed in the Eastern Conference is crazy. Because what it's looking like right now, the number one seed will be playing either the Hornets or Pacers, which are not really perennial playoff teams. And then they would be playing the Knicks or the Hawks with the in the 4 or 5 in the second round. But with a 2 or 3 seed, you're going to be either playing the Celtics or the Heat, which is a very kind of tough first round matchup. And then the 2 and 3 seed teams in the East would be playing each other, which is also wild. Since there's only really three teams in the Eastern Conference I'm taking seriously. So the 76ers, they're number one seed right now. They will only have to play – their route would be Hornets, Knicks, and then Nets. With the Brooklyn Nets, the number two seed, they would be playing the Miami Heat, who went to the NBA Finals last year. Then they got to play the Milwaukee Bucks, who have the back-to-back MVP. And then they would have to be playing the Philadelphia 76ers. That is way different than the number one seed. So, I mean, and also the healthiest team out of those three is the 3 seed. So they could definitely be making a run here and there. Especially with Sixers and Brooklyn Nets being so injury prone recently. Also, I just love how the Brooklyn Nets, every day, there's questions with injuries. And they're just throwing people out. They're just throwing players out. If you can play, play. If you can't, sit out. And they're tied for the number one seed. They're limping, literally, to the number one seed or number two seed in the East. Those guys just cannot remain healthy. I don't get it at all. You know, the Harden injury is a little bit concerning just because of the hamstring and because he's been playing well this year. And I think he is the second most valuable player on that team. I think Kyrie's the third guy. Come on, let's be honest. You could make a case Harden is the number one guy. You could really make a case. You could, but I'm not trying to anger people. But, you know, KD, he's an all-timer. But Harden and KD, if they're healthy, I think they're good. I think they could still possibly win a championship. But I think if Harden, you know, I think people are asking like, oh, is this concerning right now? Is this a big deal? I wouldn't say just all of that. I think there's still a month left. They honestly just need to have those guys healthy, and they could still win a championship. They could have Kyrie, Harden, and KD the day before Game 1 in the NBA Finals. And I think that would be fine. Their presence is such a big deal. I think they'll be just fine. Let's see. Kyrie. But with this Harden injury, it just kind of felt like, wow. I think Steve Nash was quoted as saying, oh, back to square one, which I kind of think there is because they've only played 6 games together, that trio, And that was like, what, back in February? So their chemistry is definitely going to be concerning, but if I was a Nets fan, I would not be stressed right now. I would only be stressed if one of those three players had a season-ending injury. I would definitely be, and I would hope it's Kyrie, knock on wood. That was a weird to say. But, yeah, it's just – as long as I have one of those guys for the first-round matchup, or honestly two of those guys for the first-round matchup, yeah, I don't know. It's just, and it's funny because, like, they still win some of these games with just one of those three guys. Yeah, I don't know. Very weird. I love the Knicks. I love that they're on this 8-game win streak. Madison Square Garden is popping. I love it. I've always said the NBA is better when the Lakers and the Knicks are elite. We're going to have both of those guys in the playoffs, and we're going to have both of those teams in a hot first-round matchup, especially the Knicks. And the second-round matchup, I love it. I love it. The energy is different. Energy is different when big market teams are in the playoffs. And I've always – personally, I've always wanted to experience a Knicks run in the playoffs, like a 90s run, because, I don't know, you see highlights of, like, the 90s Knicks, and it's very, like, oh, nostalgia, like, New York City. The Knicks, Patrick Ewing, John Starks. I don't know. It's just – it brings back weird nostalgia feelings for some reason. Yeah, I like it. I really like it. I cannot wait. I hope they make it to the second round, at least. A Sixers-Knicks second round? I'm going to take that. I would take that. Trying to see. If I had to pick the number one seed right now, who would the top three teams in order? I think the Bucks are really in it. Like, I think the Bucks are going to make a really strong surge these last few games. I think it will be Sixers, Bucks as a 2 seed, and the Nets as a 3 seed. Right, currently, the Nets and Sixers are 2.5 games in front of the Bucks. I think the Sixers, as long as they have Embiid, they can really finish pretty well. But if I just had watching the Bucks game last night, I was very encouraged. I was like, okay, I actually like their team a little bit better. I like that no one is really liking or falling in love with this team, because I hated the hype this Bucks team has had the past couple of years. I hated it because I hate when teams get unnecessary hype when you don't do anything. I don't care if you were the number one seed in the regular season. Get to the NBA Finals, you know? And I think that really died down this past year with, you know, when you're a number one seed, when you have the back-to-back MVP, when you're the number one seed for 2 years and have the MVP for 2 years and you don't make the NBA Finals, that is – you can't do that. You cannot do that in this world. You have to make the finals at least in one of those years. Yeah, they definitely should have. But what else? Any other thoughts? Not really. Back to the Bucks. I like them better just because they don't have as much hype. So I feel like they are playing with a little bit less pressure. I love the acquisition of PJ Tucker. I think PJ would the Bucks always just felt like very wimpy, like the past 2 years. That's just me talking. But I think with PJ, PJ is a definitely a different type of dude. He definitely brings a lot more. I feel like a lot more just physical toughness, just because the dude is a 6'4" power forward. Like, he is very undersized. He still gets so many rebounds. I love it. His energy, I definitely would think, is going to help the Bucks. Yeah, I'm really encouraged by that team right now. I'm kind of liking them. All right.